Hi, this is Sandy Crott. This newsletter was written by a guest author, one of our participants in our program. Her name is Carolina Salazar. The title of the newsletter is Travel Delays, Always a Chance for Insight. Over the holidays, I traveled to Orlando to visit my family. I was excited to see my mom, brother, and baby niece. I booked a red-eye flight on December 23rd with a 2.5-hour layover in Los Angeles, which would give me plenty of time to have some food and be early for my next flight to Orlando. My troubles started at the San Francisco airport with a 2.5-hour delayed departure. Due to bad weather, no flights were allowed to land at LAX. I later learned that 200 flights to LA were delayed or canceled that day. Think about that. A flight has an average of 150 passengers, making me one of 30,000 people with a delayed or canceled flight. When I finally made it to LAX, I ran to my connecting gate. As I reached the gate, the agent told me the flight was closed. I had to be rebooked. My first reaction was, "What? My plane is right there. I can see it from the window." I was fuming, furious. My mind created a horrible picture of my next 2 days. I wasn't going to get rebooked. I was going to miss Christmas with my family. And worst of all, I was going to be all alone in some random airport. As I stood in line at the customer service desk, angrily envisioning my tragic future, a loud grunt brought me back to the present moment. The customer in the front of the line clearly wasn't happy, and he was taking it out on the airline employee. Seeing that angry man, I realized that given my own thinking, I was going to have a similar reaction if I didn't calm down. I wondered, is the employee really responsible for bad weather? How can he rebook me on the next flight if all the seats are taken? As my turn got closer, I realized the poor employee was having a worse day than me. He looked exhausted, but he was keeping his cool despite every single person in line yelling at him. In the time that it took me to stand in line, my perspective, my thinking, changed. I did not allow my angry thoughts to take over. I was able to get out of my head and observe what was going on around me. When it was finally my turn, I was calm, and I greeted the employee with a friendly, "Hi, how are you doing tonight?" His face was priceless. He looked so relieved to not have another angry customer. Everything turned out okay. I had to find a hotel for the night, paid by me and not the airline, and deal with my interrupted travel plans. But I was in Orlando on Christmas Eve, surrounded by my family and holding my beautiful niece. And to this day, I'm proud that I was able to see my own thinking, get out of my head, and not yell at the employee. I'm proud that I was able to take control of my emotions and not allow a weather delay to ruin my whole trip. Thanks, Carolina.